With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Tropical storm Beryl is strengthening as it bears down on Texas with an expected landfall early tomorrow morning and regains hurricane strength.
Freeport resident Mark Richardson says the surf went from 1.5 to 10 feet in a day.
The ocean is getting very angry very fast.
So he's getting ready.
We're trying to tie everything down, move everything where it can't fly across the, into other people's houses.
The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake telling residents to prepare.
We're kind of expecting a Category 1 or maybe a Category 2 hurricane. So the wind threat is there, but it's kind of a combination of everything. You know, that 4 to 6 feet of storm surge, the heavy rainfall up to 15 inches in places is also a significant risk.
I'm Julie Walker.
At a news conference, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the state is ready for the storm.
We have been preparing for the last week. And we are going to now looking at being ready to go into our recovery mode next. And that will begin once this storm hits landfall. So landfall is predicted tonight. You'll start seeing the winds pick up, some rain coming into some of these areas. Landfall sometime 3 or 4 in the morning, depending where it falls, up till 6 or 7 in the morning.
Also at SRNnews.com, final results show that a coalition of the French left has won the most high seats in high stakes legislative elections, beating back a surge from the right, but failing to win a majority. BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield has more from Paris.
It's been another high turnout, slightly above the first round a week ago. Voters sense that there's a lot at stake in the election. That galvanizes people. A week ago, it seemed possible that the national rally of Marine Le Pen would win an absolute majority in the election and therefore form the next French government. But since then, the centre and left have come together in many constituencies, with candidates withdrawing in order to concentrate the anti-RN vote.
This is SRN News. The vice president is being fact-checked on abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington.
In a statement on X, Kamala Harris says if Donald Trump is elected president in November, he will, quote, ban abortion nationwide. But that's not true, and even pundits on the left are pointing this out. In fact, former President Trump has angered some pro-life advocates for refusing to endorse any federal limits on abortion, arguing that the issue is best handled by the states. Critics say the vice president's accusation smacks of desperation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider two challenges to a 175-year-old law that bans abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is challenging the statute, claiming that the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people would have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness invalidates the ban. A Republican prosecutor had also asked the Supreme Court to overturn a Dane County judge's ruling that the law prohibits feticide. This is SRN News. The vice president's husband has COVID-19.
Doug Emhoff has tested positive for the coronavirus. The office of second gentleman Doug Emhoff says he was experiencing mild symptoms and tested positive for COVID-19. That, as his wife, Vice President Kamala Harris, was addressing voters at the Essence Festival in New Orleans Saturday.
This is probably the most significant election of our lifetime.
Emhoff's office says he's staying away from others at home and working remotely. The vice president was tested this weekend as a precaution and was negative. She's expected to campaign Tuesday in Las Vegas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A visitor to Death Valley National Park has died from heat exposure, and another person has been hospitalized as the temperature there reached 128 degrees this weekend. The person who died was not identified. This is SRN News.